In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
All right, so let's talk about self-awareness and personal responsibility. And so I just thought it was time to have an episode where I talk about it just fully and really debrief it, break it down, and then hopefully inspire you to implement it more into your life so that you can see better results, that you can feel better, so that you can really step into your higher self's shoes, because it really is like the key. It's so important. And so the first part is self-awareness, right? It's really easy for us to live our lives just on the go from one thing to the next, just finding ways to dissociate from life or numb ourselves or avoid reality or convince ourselves that everything's okay. Or we, you know, even sometimes people turn to you and they might just be like, how are you doing? And then you're just like, oh, I'm good, or oh, I'm fine. And you're not really taking a moment, or you're not really checking in with yourself regularly enough to know what's going on in your life. Like, sometimes we just get so caught up in the day-to-day, in the routine, in the, you know, kind of like hustle bustle, that we forget to tune in. So obviously there's that side of self-awareness, right? Which is having the ability to connect with yourself. But the other aspect of self-awareness also is just like looking at yourself with honesty, right? Sometimes it's really easy for us to fall to a victim mindset and choose to blame circumstances or blame people as reasons why things are not flowing in our lives, right? Or we fall to negative thought patterns or unhealthy-ish habits that don't really serve us, that keep us playing small, that keep us stuck, that keep us in our comfort zone, and just don't enable us to show up in our fullest potential, right? And so I feel like this is really important, because when we are falling to a victim mindset, when we're finding ways to blame circumstances or blame other things or blame other people, we're not really looking at ourselves. We're not really being honest, right? And that's like the essence of self-awareness, right? To be aware is to be honest. To be aware is to be able to look at your life and really take stock of what's going on. And self-awareness is about knowing how you're showing up. It's like about owning up to that and being real with yourself and being like, yeah, you know what? I am playing small. You know what? I am not showing up for the things I tell myself I'm going to do. And you just don't take action. You're failing to keep the promises that you keep to yourself. And that really gets in the way, right? And I've fallen to this in the past as well, right? Like, I'm not perfect in any way, but in terms of self-awareness, it's something that has really helped me a lot. And I feel like self-awareness sometimes can be really hard, because a lot of the times we don't necessarily want to look at our flaws or our insecurities, or we don't want to look at how we're playing small, or we don't want to really get real with ourselves that we are contributing to our current situation, right? It's more comfortable to just blame something else or find an excuse, because that keeps you in the comfort zone, keeps you where you're at. And so learning to be self-aware, learning to look at your life with as much awareness and as much honesty as possible is so important, right? And the thing about self-awareness that I also mention all the freaking time is that in order to shift your life, like in order to really create change or level up or grow into the best version of yourself or find more freedom or feel more confident or feel healthier, you also have to get really real with yourself about what's currently going on, right? You have to take stock of, what are your current beliefs? What are your current habits? How are you talking to yourself? How are you showing up every day? How much action are you really taking? What are you feeling? What are your triggers? What are the things that get to you, right? What are the things that get you on edge? Like, you have to be aware of that, right? Awareness is just shining light. As you become more aware, you are going to notice things about yourself that maybe aren't like the best qualities ever. But in becoming aware of that, in taking ownership of that, then you're able to change. Then you're able to grow. And so in doing that, that's so freaking powerful, but it can definitely be uncomfortable. So that's the first thing, right? And as you become aware, as you own up to it, that's how you activate personal responsibility and personal accountability, right? Personal accountability is being able to be accountable for how you're showing up, right? So when you're able to look at yourself with honesty and you see certain things that you are contributing to, right? And you realize, no, actually, like, it's not that the world is out to get me. It's not that X person is mean. It's not that that person isn't taking into account my feelings. Like, maybe I'm not communicating my needs properly, or maybe I'm not being vulnerable enough in my connections, or maybe I'm not really taking good care of my body. That's a being accountable, right? And you can also be accountable for the things that you are doing, right? Take stock of how you are showing up. Take stock of the great qualities that you have. It's about both. It's about looking at your shadow, looking at those areas of improvement, but also looking at the great things, right? And owning both, right? Being accountable for both. It's so important to be your own accountability partner, right? And to make sure that you're doing it for yourself. And so I think that that's really important. And then the personal responsibility side is, you know, being responsible for yourself, is having your own back, and is making sure that you do take those action steps, that you do take action, that you go for it, that you start, that you get out of that stagnation, that you help yourself. Because, you know, many of us just want someone to save us, someone to tell us what to do, whether it's a coach, a content creator, a YouTuber, whatever, a therapist, a parent, a friend. We want other people to tell us what's the best choice, what's the best decision, what's the best move. But what about your intuition? What's your inner self telling you? And how can you instead just choose to be responsible for yourself, right? So I think there's a very fine line between reaching for support and getting help and working with a coach and working with a healer and whatever, getting support, getting help. But also, at the end of the day, you're the one who's in charge of your life. You're the one who's in charge of the results you want to see. And here I am, like, I'm giving you and me some tough love, right? And this is something that I've really had to realize, right? And also what ends up happening when you decide to take action, when you decide to create change, when you decide to try something new and get yourself out of a rut, get yourself out of unhelpful patterns and habits, it's uncomfortable, right? It's not comfy. It's not sweet all the time. And you're going to hit plateaus. Or you're going to hit breaking points. You're going to hit stuck periods. You're going to feel maybe like you don't know where to go next. And sometimes that happens. And that can be really frustrating, like not knowing how to proceed or knowing, okay, I want to get to that certain result, but I don't necessarily know when I'm going to reach it. And I don't know necessarily if I'm going to be good at it. And I don't know if necessarily I'm going to even know how to do it at first. But when you commit to wanting that, or when you commit to showing up for it, you're going to get better as you go, of course. But also, you're going to have to let go of how you've been doing things up until this point, right? There's certain habits and certain things that got you to where you are today. And there is gratitude to be had for those things and those ways of being. But that might not necessarily get you to the next level. That might not necessarily get to help you get to where you want to go next. And you have to be adaptable, and you have to be willing to change, and you have to be willing to try new things and try different ways of doing things. And that's so important.